Track 18, The Last Word. We're now close to the end of this month's magazine, so it won't surprise you that Neil is back with his last word.
They say our martyrs will face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth.
I took issue with the Shady Pines catering the other day. Bravely, I complained there wasn't much flavour in the potatoes. Instead of getting all huffy, Mrs. H informed me that as we get older, our taste buds lose a little bit of their spark. I suppose she may be right. Don't know why I said that. She's always right. But take new potatoes. They don't seem to have that real earthy taste anymore. As for main crop spuds, well, the texture is right, but you could be eating anything. And then there's bread. To be fair, wholemeal and granary loaves generally have a bit of a oomph, but don't you find that white bread is often pappy and tasteless? Just walking past a baker's and smelling the freshly baked bread is really tempting. Bought cakes often promise much, but deliver little. See them under the glass with subtle lighting and the mouth starts watering. Hack off a wedge and salivating soon stops when you encounter that synthetic taste only mass production can achieve. Some years ago, while holidaying Sussex, we stumbled across a traditional village bakery. The Mr. Bun of the business told us he had refused to move with the times. No way was he turning his oven over to gas. He'd always use coal and always would. So there. The marketing men play on our imaginations, painting mouth-watering images such as hand-stretched wood-fired pizzas. Pies and pastries are often promoted with the guise of homemade or home-baked. What sort of picture does that create in your mind? A jolly lady of generous proportions with rosy red cheeks, wiping flour off her hands on her apron as she rolls out freshly made pastry on the farmhouse kitchen table. In truth, some impersonal machine has probably been relentlessly grinding through the night, mixing the contents of Cornish pasties, the exact nature of which it is probably best we don't know. Following hard on the heels of homemade is Like Mother Makes. I find this one intriguing. Just whose mother's culinary efforts were used as a benchmark? If you were brought up on lumpy gravy, vegetables that had been boiled mercilessly, and meat that defied the efforts of the sharpest knife, you'd hardly venture into a restaurant displaying that slogan. I do wonder how many people of this generation have been brought up on bland food. Their taste buds don't know what it's like to experience something that's made from real vegetables and not artificial flavouring. I remember the pre-Shady Pines days when we had two truculent teenagers in residence. We made some tomato soup, real tomatoes. We added milk, herbs and spices, ran it through the liquidiser and served up bowls of thick, creamy, piping hot soup. The younger element turned up their noses, commenting, "We like the stuff that comes out of tins." Well, this is the ingredients of a tin of well-known brand of cream of tomato soup. Tomatoes, 89%, water, modified corn flour, sugar, rapeseed oil, dried skim milk, salt, cream, milk proteins, acidity regulator, citric acid, spice extract, herb extract. Well, at least 89% tomatoes, but shame on us for missing citric acid as an acidity regulator out of our homemade brew. That must have been what swung it for our fussy teenagers. I must say, Mrs. H, in her capacity as house manager for Shady Pines, is diligent in the quality control of the weekly shop. Admittedly extends the exercise by a good half an hour, but she studies product labels to make sure we're not consuming excessive quantities of preservatives and additives. Oh, and let's hope our jolly, well-proportioned lady in the farmhouse kitchen doesn't roll out the pastry just after she's mucked out the cows.
1 foot in the grave.
Thank you, Neil. I do fully agree with you on the tastelessness and blandness of many supermarket foods. But you obviously haven't been in a dairy recently. These days they are clean and hygienic, and anyone leaving the cows to roll out the pastry will be clean as a new rolling pin.